This is Christian Yingling with Mason Votes, and we are live here in the JC atrium right after Obama's acceptance speech at the Democratic National Convention. We're here with two college Republicans and our Democratic blogger, and I'm going to have them introduce themselves. We're here with
Lauren Yost,
Josh St. Louis,
and I'm Matthew DeLeon.
We'll start with you, Matt and Josh. What was your reaction to the speech? How did you think he presented himself?
I think Senator Obama's speech was a very different change from what he's done in the past. It was really nice to see him really tackle some substance, something he was accused of really avoiding in the past. Also, I think coming from a Democrat, this is one of the best speeches the Democrat's ever been. It was really refreshing to hear him talk about a lot of the things he said, especially personal responsibility, which is something Democrats have missed in the past, in my opinion. I think the general public's going to respond pretty well, and I think John McCain really needs to step his game up next week.
I also agree with Matt. I feel like Obama's past speeches have been a bit more vague, and this speech laid down what really his vision for America really is. And I also agree that McCain definitely has his work cut out for him. It's going to be a tough speech to respond to, and I look forward to see how he tackles that job.
Great. Lauren, what was your perspective on this, coming from a supporter's view, but how did you think he did, and did he win you over? Did he sort of push you away with the speech? What did you think about it?
Well, I definitely agree with both Matt and Josh. I mean, I love Obama already, and I used to be a Republican, and he kind of pushed me over the edge. I really liked his point where he said about personal responsibility and that parents need to really start stepping up their game with taking care of their own kids and getting them off the TV. Overall, I thought it was a great speech, and I mean, push me even more for him.
Matt, Josh, how can McCain respond to this in the next week?
Well, I think one of the things Senator McCain really needs to do is really get up there and talk about Obama's ideas. While Obama says he's the candidate of change, history will show that a lot of the same ideas he's used before are a lot of the same that Democrats have been using for a very long time. I think Senator McCain needs to get up there and really, really explain the issues behind his economic policies, why they don't fail, why it's not just Republicans' fault. And I think if he does that, if he really addresses it on issues, and not the easy issues that Republicans have done in the past, but taking it by the ball and do the really hard things and explain this is why tax cuts for oil companies aren't so bad, Senator McCain, I think, can win this election.
What do you think about Josh?
I think the easiest thing will be to see what happens tomorrow with how the media reacts to John McCain selecting his vice presidential choice. I think if it's a really strong person, that will definitely steal some news away from Obama, and that's definitely why McCain is choosing to announce his VP the day after Obama's giving this speech.
Lauren, is there anything McCain can say, can do to maybe win your vote?
I'd like to see what he's going to come back with, because really I think he has his work cut out for him, but at this point I don't think there's anything that he could do to win me.
Matt, Josh, I'll let you have the last word. Where will you guys be next Thursday?
We're going to be right here, actually, the Johnson Center atrium. We're going to do the same thing. We're hoping, don't count on this, we're going to try to get Republican candidate for the 11th District, Keith Femian, to come out, probably bring a little couple talkers ourselves, and really try to show the crowd that Republicans still have good ideas and conservatism isn't going anywhere.
Great. Thank you guys so much. And listeners, make sure you're tuned to Mason Votes next week. You're here in the atrium and you're at masonvotes.gmu.edu for the latest updates on the election.